What about for a calf or a pig or something?
Well, you have the heart and the liver. About all in that, isn't it, Eddie?
Right. Kidneys.
Yeah, kidneys. Some people like kidney and kidney stew.
I didn't know if you know how to name for all that stuff, like if you call that the guts or the liver and lights or anything.
Well, the lights is all separate,
yeah.
The liver is separate.
Yeah.
Other than all that, guts is now. Right.
I guess paunch would be the word for the whole thing, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Everything is separately, though.
Yeah, but if you just put it all together, anything that came out of the inside, I think you'd call it the paunch.
Paunch or guts, either one.
Yeah. You know the definition of a steer, don't you?
Yes, sir, I think so. But
definition of a steer, that is a bull that's lost his social standing in the community in which he resides through no fault of his own.
Did you ever make sausage here?
Oh yeah, we make sausage.
What would you stuff the sausage in?
Well, some people stuff them in, they have a regular commercial, what do they call it?
Casing or something like that?
Casing. And then a lot of people take the entrails and clean them out. The big intestine.
That's the way they used to do it all the time.
That's where they did all the time when they, before they had the commercially produced casing, and then they just stuff the sausage in there and smoke it.
In the intestines. Did you ever eat that? They're just like, that's like, you know, cook that in?
Oh yeah, very good.
What would you call that?
Chitlins.
Chitlins.
Right.
I didn't know
for a minute on one of it, don't
you? Yeah.
That is interesting.
Time out. I'm going to get the drink. I am. When I got this hardwood back here, it was green. It needed to go through a dry kill. So I called Johnny Muller, man we sold the pine to. I said, Johnny, will you run some oak lumber through your dry kill? He said, yeah, but I won't guarantee anything. He said, I'm really not equipped to handle hardwood and lumber. I said, well, I'll take the responsibility of that if you'll do it. So he said, fine, send it on down. I sent it down. In a few days he called me and said, your lumber's ready. I started in trying to get my bill and never could get any bill from him. So sent it on to Houston, they grooved it. Now, I got a bill from there. We didn't have any connection. Then I had to get a special man out of Houston who could fit it together and draw it up on the wall. But I wouldn't take anything for it.
It's really beautiful. And what kind of oak is it? It's red oak?
Red oak. And we were talking about that mantelpiece. Edward and I went over to see his son was over in Louisiana, and we went over there to see him and went by Jackson, Mississippi, and that mantle had been at my cousin's house on his back porch. And I told him if he got in the way, just tell the storage people, come down and pick it up, take it down to their place. So he did.